Hello everybody, this is George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. This video is about the Hare Hills, Leeds, United Kingdom a few days ago. I've commented on them before about social workers feeling obliged to take two children into care because of allegations made about their parents. Police being called, the whole situation degenerating, and there being some acts of violence and these two vehicles burnt. Hare Hills, most economically depressed area of the city. I've only been to Leeds once, so I don't know anything about Hare Hills. Apart from that, quite an ethnically diverse area. But Nigel Farage is sort of himself a demagogue, saying things which were likely to cause intercommunal disharmony and so on, and things which appeared very ill-informed about it. So the family of Romanian nationality and of the Gypsy ethnic minority. So there's been a lot of prejudice against gypsies down the centuries. Some have been abominably treated, people saying all sorts of nasty things about gypsies. Now, no ethnic group or no nationality is all bad, good. So we found bad people in all nationalities for a long time, discriminated against and oppressed. Unsurprisingly, some people will be furious about that, and some people might behave badly because of what's being done to them. Those to whom evil is done do evil in return. So I don't have any data at my fingertips. Are they proportionally more likely to commit crime or not? I don't know. But even if they were, it still wouldn't be justificatory of any anti-Gypsy prejudice or any anti-Romanian prejudice, even if every single member but one of the entire group was guilty of something wrong. So treat that one innocent person unfairly just because he or she happened to belong to whatever ethnic minority. So you must remind yourself that most nationalities, most ethnic groups of religions and so on have faced prejudice at some degree. If you look at England, so some of the white, there's prejudice against them. But certainly if you look at the Anglo-Saxons, who are mostly the ancestors of the white English. I know the white English, they're also Irish, Welsh, Scots, French, Huguenot ancestry, Norman, whatever. But mostly Anglo-Saxon, of course. The ancient Britons were against them in the 5th century AD, or then the Danes were against them at some point, then the Normans were against them and thinking that they were inferior and all the rest of it. It ought to go out that saying that no one should be mistreated on the grounds of his, her, race, citizenship, religion, and so on. What more about the Hare Hills riots? And there's a significant Muslim community there. So someone who's the hero of the hour is Councillor Mothin Green of the Mothin Ali of the Green Party. So he was interposing himself between officers of the law and residents, striving to defuse the situation. Some successful, sort of a bad situation, but it could have been worse in the Hare Hills riots. I mean, thankfully, nobody was killed for the crime. Now, the nationality of this man, as far as we know, is innocent, has stated. I suppose there's no need to do that. It's rather unhelpful because what it tends to do is say, oh, look, to cause a spate of prejudice against a certain ethnic group, United Kingdom. So the gypsies, they originated in India over 1,000 years ago. They moved west, and some of them speak a language which is disintegrated to Gujarati, that the language of Western India, but moving through Persia, through Iraq, or across what we now call, say, Syria and Jordan, Palestine and Israel, into Egypt. And because some of them came to the British Isles in the early 16th century and communities in Spain, but they're found in most countries in the world. And Romania have got some of the largest populations of Gypsy people. Sometimes they call themselves Romani, Rom, often with a double R. But because they came from India so long ago, some of the phenotype makes that clear. They tend to conform themselves to the majority of the religion, the country which they're in. Well, often intermarried amongst themselves, were itinerants, fulfilled a particular role in society, being bone setters and storytellers and horse dealers and circus performers and doing all sorts of jobs, but always being on the move in their caravan borders and what's in the country to the next. And there was this, the sedentary community often fell out with them, We didn't need horses so much. The coming of the railways, coming of radio and television, we didn't need the circuses so much. I mean, obviously, gypsies have done all sorts of jobs, but particularly noted for being in certain sectors of the economy. And there was some bigotry against them, always, which were discriminatory, which is obviously horrendous, and suffered very, very badly in the Holocaust. Often they didn't go to school, often they're very bullied and were, because until the 19th century, an awful lot were illiterate, particularly in Eastern Europe. And so they weren't too different from their sedentary neighbours. And obviously it's difficult to maintain a high standard of hygiene in a caravan where there's no running water. Of course, most people until the 20th century were malodorous compared to today, because we didn't have and have access to soap and shampoo and toothbrushes and things like that. But in the 20th century, sedentary people got indoor plumbing, and that really obviously improved hygiene. People sometimes lag behind, you know, in caravans just because they couldn't, obviously. And so that led to more prejudice against them and being less inclined to go to school and things like that. And then the Holocaust, they suffered horrifically. I hope I pronounced it correctly, the Poja Moros, the gobbing, and what percentage of gypsies were murdered, we're really not sure. We know in the Shoah, about 33% of all Jews in the world were murdered in the space of only 3 years. And gypsies is really anybody community. So there's not that much documentation. So the estimates are not very clear, and gypsy hunters wouldn't register themselves as gypsies or it's sad to say there's still some anti-Gypsy prejudice, yeah, and there's obviously some anti-Romanian prejudice in the United Kingdom. It's not as bad as it was 20 years ago, when people were saying all sorts of disobliging things. You know, so gradually reach integration, and a generation from now, people wonder what all the fuss is about, because there's always the next wave of immigration is going to be cataclysmic. And after a while, people shrug their shoulders and just accept whoever it was who's immigrated to whichever country for quite a time. About immigration, about the desirability of sort of numbers of certain individuals and so on. But no one should be mistreated on the basis of national origin, citizenship, ethnicity, and so on. And the gypsies have suffered more than most. So were the social workers prejudiced against these people because they're gypsy or because they're of Romanian citizenship? Maybe not. Or were the social workers more reluctant to take action because they fear the socialist? And if you don't interfere, people say the extent of family. Goodbye.